this iteration of the Browns is an insult to the original franchise. It's not for a lack of trying. They've tried everything to find a quarterback. They've used the first overall pick, traded up in the first round for quarterbacks. They've used the mid-round thing. They've signed the retread guy. They signed the guys at the end of their career. Like, they've done it all at that position.
I was kind of nodding through that. It's a strong take, but I wasn't ready to fight it. This iteration of the Browns is an insult to the prior one. Kind of. I get it. I mean, I feel like he sort of, that's fair. Non-derogatory, or is it derogatory? That's fair.
I think they've earned that sort of commentary from someone who covered both iterations.
It's not for lack of trying. There are times when teams lose, and it is for a lack of trying.
Yeah.
But Daryl Ryder, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, won't go that far with these Browns. They have had three double-digit win seasons since returning to the league in 1999. 2007, 10-6 wasn't good enough. That might have been the year where they beat the Bills in that snow game, 2007.
Yeah, I think that's right. That was that year.
2020 is the, we talked about it with Daryl, like the Mayfield year where they lost to the Chiefs. They were close.
Yep. They blew out the Steelers, and then, yeah, there's a play, I don't know if it's Mayfield or someone else, there's a fumble near the goal line that could have been ruled that was a touchback or went out of bounds, and I think whatever it went against the Browns, whatever it was. They were very close to maybe even taking the lead late in that game on that play, if I remember right. I don't know if that's – maybe. I might be mixing stuff up. Anyway, they were very competitive in that game. Yeah.
And then in Houston, the wild card 3 years ago with Flacco where they got blown out.
It was a disaster, right?
They had just gone to Houston and beat them, and Amari Cooper had like a career day. And then not so in this game.
Two pick sixes.
Yep.
Yeah.
In the third quarter.
Bad.
Kind of ended it.
Yep.
Oh, the Browns. Thanks to Daryl for joining us. Tonight, game one of the Stanley Cup Final. I'm going to say go Carolina. I don't want to have like a serious flag plant on who to root for in the series because I'm not that interested in it. But I kind of like the idea of Carolina winning more than Vegas winning. Do you need to know why? Should I be challenged on this?
Oh, I might like to hear some kind of an explanation.
Is it crazy?
I don't think anything's crazy. I don't know. What might be crazy is planning to watch as much. I mean, I'd like to say every minute, but we'll see. But I want to watch it, but I don't think I can live with I'm gonna be unhappy no matter what happens. I hate Carolina. I mean, I hate their anthem singer. I hate everything about them. Vegas, and it's hardly even Eichel at all at this point. The goalie just questionable, like they're, you know, I've mentioned a few times over the last, I don't know, week or two, as they were looking like they were going to get there and then ultimately did get there by getting through Colorado. Like this, how they treat people. It's not so much how they treat the people that work for them, although they're certainly doing a number on Bruce Cassidy, the coach they fired with, what, 8 or 9 games left in the regular season, and they won't let him interview for other jobs, which is treating people who work for you poorly, no doubt. Well, used to work for you. They fired him. It's more like the stuff with the media, like they just act like they want you to think they're villains or that they actually are villains. And like they've never really allowed Carter Hart to answer questions about his situation that happened. I mean, he and teammates from the junior team many years ago were exonerated in court. They were not found guilty of gang raping this woman who accused them of that. But they have cut off any opportunity for him to elaborate on what he's learned, what he's gone through, how he's you know, become a better person, whatever. He says, he had a media availability, I think, yesterday. And he makes a statement, and then there's a follow-up question, and it's just, here comes the, that's all we have to say about that. These will not allow for, you know, him to, I guess, you know, answer questions about it, period. And that's in addition to not making players available after they won their second round series and the fine and the draft pick. And all. So they've accrued a reputation for just doing whatever they want. But it's not so much that they treat their people poorly. It's that they're treating people who are trying to do their jobs, I think, poorly. Media, largely. And, like, I don't know. I don't have a huge axe to grind about that, other than I just think they come off like jerks. Anyway, I don't like either team is all I'm saying. Like, I can't root for Carter Hart. Really, that's it with Vegas. Otherwise, I think maybe I'd be fine with them. Because Eichel doesn't really leave much of as bad a taste as maybe it should. And I'm not saying you should feel that way. I'm just saying for me, I watch him and I don't get mad anymore. The most aggravating thing about them, aside from this Carter Hart story, is that they're in the finals for a third time in only less than 10 years in the league. That's annoying.
I'm going with my thing that I like it when sports seasons are decided and won by good or great teams. I don't know. It's old man stuff, mm-hmm. but so many playoff teams now. Hockey's no different than it used to be. In fact, percentage-wise, it's less true. But I just, you know, hockey is also so random and so close between 1 and 8. We saw that this year. The disparity between divisions and everything. Carolina was an excellent team all year, and Vegas was not. They were just not really good at all. They were just mid.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather a team that, I guess, deserves it win the Stanley Cup, not just because they play in a certain time zone. So I know, I'm going a little far, but I like that. And I kind of will say, too, this is not analytics, but in terms of the Sabres, if a team in the East wins, then maybe they're a little bit softer the next time. Like, Florida got tired and went away.
Yeah.
And maybe Carolina would take a break.
Took 3
I don't know.
Years, but yeah. Yeah,
yeah it right. did. That's right.
Yeah.
But I kind of think that, too. I have no Eichel issue at all. Yeah. I think Vegas, whether you want to call them a villain, I think you can, the ruthlessness of that organization and making that coaching change, I don't want to root for that. I even knew Tortorella. I don't want to root for that, though. Like, to me, I mean, there's nothing – it's not against the rules.
Right, right.
But it just feels – you get to choose. And Brind'Amour, say what you want about 2006 or whatever else about their ownership, their organization, that guy's put his time in. And he has been a big figure in hockey for decades. So if he wins, okay. I don't know. We're not friends, but
yeah.
I'm not excited to watch it, but I would come down on Carolina's side. Yeah.
That's just what if I haven't said it already, I think a good question for me to answer would be if either side, like everyone who scores a goal in this game is going to make me mad.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, what am I doing? Like, what level of responsibility do I feel? Like, mostly it's, I say this all the time. I'm not bragging. It just is. I watch a hockey game every night in season. Just about. I mean, maybe not every weekend. But even then, yeah. I mean, on a Sunday after golf even, I'm like, okay, there's a hockey game on. So I'm going to devote that much of my free time. Part of it's, you know, the Sabres are a work thing, but really it's my free time. I could watch anything. I'd be watching something with my wife. No, I'm going to turn a hockey game on. And so I get to the final 7 games of the year, and I want to see it conclude.
You want to see it through.
I want to see it all the way through. If I'm going to do that, really, from October to now, turn a hockey game on in my living room almost just about every night, I feel really ridiculous walking away from the final. But We'll see how it goes. It might just aggravate me to the point where I got to walk. Let me know what happens. I don't enjoy either of these teams being successful.
I am that way about so many teams, though. Most series in the finals in any sport, I feel like, you know, I'm not really on board with any of this.
Yeah.
It just tends to happen.
A lot of that can suck. I mean, I liked Montreal this year. I watching the playoffs, realized that I don't hate the Flyers like I used to.
Well,
but and part of it was that they were playing Pittsburgh when the playoffs started, and you know I sat down in front of the TV and like, I guess I hate Pittsburgh more than Philadelphia now. When did that happen?
See, that's your only hope. If you hate 25 teams, sometimes you're going to root for teams that you hate less. Right. Maybe that's tonight. That's me tonight. Sal Capaccio coming up in 20 minutes. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.